Welcome to Impact Ministries World Changer Weekend 2014. This is your Sunday morning Operation 1 Billion Report, brought to you by Brett Roberts.
All right, just real quick, we know you guys are probably hungry, and Jimmy Bratcher makes that worse, talking about barbecue and grilling every time he gets up here. But real quick, my name's Brett Roberts. My wife and I, smoking hot, beautiful wife, we pastor a church in Hazelhurst, Georgia, and seeing great things there in the Bible Belt. We actually come up north to come here. We come to the big city, you know, so we have a Walmart in our town, and we think that's cool. We just got back from the largest Muslim nation in the world, which is not Syria, not Iran, not Iraq. It's Indonesia. And for the past 10 years, we've been traveling and doing stuff in Asia, whether it be South Korea or Thailand, Cambodia, Singapore, some other places like this. And a couple years ago, God opened up some doors for us to go to Indonesia right after my life had been radically changed by the love of God and this ministry, Impact Ministry and Dr. Jim's resources. 5 years ago, I had no clue who or what a Jim Richards was or Impact Ministries or Alan and Janice Spiegel, Bob and Audrey, Jimmy Bratcher, none of you guys. I was in the peak of charismania. Some of you have been there. You know, our worship services looked more like a Braveheart movie, not just like intimacy with Jesus. Like, we brought the swords, we brought the daggers, the bow and arrows. I'm not kidding. That was, you get shanked in our services, you know. You get cut. And so I'm on the verge, 4 years ago, on the verge of burnout, fatigue. I'm tired. I think the revival of the Bible Belt and the world is on my shoulders, praying, fasting, trying to get God to move and find that secret code, that secret formula. And I go to Cambodia, and I'm about to talk to a group of leaders, and I'm burnout. I'm toast. I'm like, Lord, what am I going to say to these guys? I'm a young man. I'm a young pastor. And these guys are already sold out, giving their lives to the nations. They were leaders of churches, leaders of non-government organizations, getting girls out of sex trafficking. And I just lay on the ground on this wooden floor in Cambodia, on this wooden floor. And I have, just real quick, a life-changing experience with the love of God that changed everything. I bawled like a baby. I couldn't talk about it for days. And if I did talk about that encounter, I would cry. I got home. My wife picked me up at the airport. I said, baby, I'm a changed man. Something happened to me. And I just began to read my Bible. And I didn't even know Galatians was really in the Bible until after that. You know, Galatians opens up. Romans opens up. And then somehow, in just God's mercy and grace, he connects me with, I start reading Grace, the Power to Change, start following Dr. Jim, find out about Impact Ministries, and what in the world, what world was I living in, where I was in Georgia, and I didn't have a clue about what was going on here in Huntsville for years. In fact, when somebody told me, man, this is going on in Huntsville, and Dr. Jim's there, and they're sending out ministers, and they had a Bible training school, I didn't believe it, because I'm a reader, I'm a student, I've been to Bible school, and I'm going to tell you something. My wife and I, we're going through Impact courses now, just because of the quality of training that you get through the video courses of Impact Ministries beats everything I know of anything that I've went through. It works. And so anyways, the first time I went to Indonesia a couple years ago, we did a lot of ministry there. We have really intense schedules. We're trying to build a team back home so we can do more. And they had a bombing that I was preaching a couple services in a Sunday morning there in a church in Jakarta, which is the capital. And the pastor comes to me and said, just want to let you know, right down the road here on the same island, a guy walked in with a backpack and blew up a church. While I'm there, and we're preaching, and there's multiple services going on, and I'm thinking, man, do we need to jet out to the hotel, or what do we need to do? Is there something going to happen here? Because every service we preached over there, the guys had to go through the bomb detectors, the vehicles, the backpacks. Everything was just being checked for explosives when they knew we were having a meeting there. And so that was already a different world than the Bible Belt. Come on, man. And different world than Buddhist nations that we were in. You know, Buddhist nation, really, they're not going to do a lot of bad things to you because they don't want to be reincarnated as a frog or a cockroach, you know, if they harm you. And so it was a different world, and my eyes are being opened, and Lord, what am I doing here? But we saw tremendous fruit, and it seems like every trip we go on, God will connect me to a pastor, a person that will open up more doors, and that's just the way it works. So we just got back, and we spent about 12 days there, and guys, we went to what they call the second Mecca of the world. a city, a capital city, about 1 million people, and then these big cities around it, and a place in Indonesia, they have over 200 million Muslims. This was so deep in Muslim territory, they have a radical Muslim conference at my hotel that I'm staying at. We have to get out, go do some. We're doing pastors' conferences. I'm the only speaker. We're doing, 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And guess what we start all these pastors out with? Grace and peace, faith, righteousness, the realities of the new covenant. Guess what we did? We printed out, Dr. Jim's got 2 books that's already translated in Indonesian, Satan Unmasked and one on leadership, I believe. We printed out every pastor, every leader that came to the meeting. We made sure they got copies of Jim's books, and we begin to hand out Bible school curriculum on the flash drive. Guys, there is a impact Bible school going on now in the second Mecca of the world. Yeah. And it's so humbling and exciting. I'm fired up about the Great Commission. I'm fired up about taking this message to the ends of the earth. Like I said, we're local pastors, but we just see the need to do more, and we could not do that without Impact Ministries, Dr. Jim, people giving, supporting, world changers. We're world changers. This is our first conference. We feel like we're at the gathering of the Jedi Masters, man. We just want to listen. Don't talk. Just listen, learn, apply this stuff. You guys have invested in us, Dr. Jim and Brenda, Alan and Janice, man. They've just taken us under their wing and just helped us along this way. But we've seen tremendous things. There are pastors that literally being changed by this gospel. And when you get a pastor on fire with the message, and not this crazy stuff that's going around, but with the truth, man, we are really making an impact. And I'm telling you, they drove me out to a city, guys. This is unbelievable. They drove me out to a city one day when I was there. And again, we're having meetings all day long, but they said, we want you to see this. They took me to a city of 500,000 people. I don't know how big Huntsville is. Okay. So they took me to this city, 500,000 people. The pastors on the ground, my friends, my contacts, we're not just going there. We're building a relationship with these guys. We want to learn how to help them even more. In this city, there's not one single church that they know of. Not one church that the people can walk to and hear the message, hear truth, be discipled, be developed as a leader. Not one church anywhere. That wrecked me because I can't go there and say, that's okay. We get an opportunity to do something about it, and not just do something about it, but dream with me for a second. What if we go into these places and the first churches that begin to be planted are New Testament churches with leaders that have went through the right training and are teaching the right message and making disciples and changing the world? Let's do that. Yeah. We flew over from that place into a place that some of you are familiar with, Bali, the island of Bali. And Bali, he mentioned the rise of Islam and also the occult. If you don't know this, Bali is a big tourism industry, but it's a Hindu island. But the New Age and the occult have now said they want to make Bali one of their bases for world operation because the people are very spiritual there. They're misguided, but they're very spiritually open. So the New Age and the occult, you're getting all kinds of even more weird stuff there. We're having leadership trainings where used to we kind of just went in as a tourist visa, but with what we're doing now, we just actually go in as consultants that are not charging for our fee. We say, we're going to help you guys have better relationships. So when they kind of grill us on what we're doing, we say we're consultants. We went through Dr. Jim's DISC training, and we got a little consulting deal where we behavioral profile and all that kind of stuff you guys are familiar with. But we're able to use that and say, listen, we're coming over here serving the Indonesian people, helping you guys have better relationships, work better together as a team, and we just develop leaders, and we bring in the truth. We bring in faith, righteousness. We bring in the gospel of grace and peace, and we are, guys, miracles. If we had more time, come talk to me. Find me on Facebook. Miracles, healing, signs, and wonders, confirming the word of God, but more importantly, just people experiencing the love of God, people being changed, and we got some short-term plans and long-term strategy that we really can make a difference. We're talking millions of people, and it wasn't something I really just asked God for. I was really comfortable comfortable going into just the Buddhist areas. But once we went in and we saw the fruit and the pastors there saying, listen, no missionaries are coming here. No Americans are coming here. Please don't forget about us. I had a 70-year-old woman. She sat in my conference, guys, for days, just heard me teaching and preaching this stuff and trying to learn from them and help them any way I can. The government took her church last year. She's a senior pastor at Lady, which I love. And she was reaching so many Muslims. She was going into leper colonies, just loving on lepers, sharing the gospel with them. Beautiful, smiling 70-year-old Indonesian woman sitting in my conference. And she comes up to me and tells me her story at the end, radically changed by this message. She drove on a motorbike to come to it, you know, just 70 years old, beautiful woman. And there's these leaders over there, and we want to give them more resources. We want to give, we got some people now that are working on translating more of Dr. Jim's books in Indonesian and in languages over there so we can mass print stuff out and just give them out and saturate that area and really make a difference. So thank you, guys. Pray for us. Believe with us. We're believing for great things. So, thank you.
Man, that's a great report.